B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The clock will hit triple zeros, and this most unexpected and fascinating irregular season has come to an end for the Boston Celtics, and now the playoff talk can begin in earnest. The final score, Washington 96, Boston 90.
Celtics get started tonight with a 6:30 tip. Do I have that correct?
That is correct.
What a viewing tonight. 6:30 tip for the Celtics. B-Rob, you excited? You ready for this? Brian Robb, Boston Sports Journal at 98.5 The Sports Hub. You ready for the playoffs to begin?
Yes, let's do it. It'd be nice to have Ben Simmons out there from an entertainment perspective.
Well, from a Celtics standpoint, it's nice to not have Ben Simmons out there.
That's for sure.
All right. I still contend that even without Ben Simmons on the floor, that the Celtics still, out of the gate here, have a real series. Unlike most series in the first round. Like, this is probably going to be one of the better series.
I'm with you on that. There's no question. I mean, the Sixers have the best player in the series. And traditionally, that's how, you know, those are the guys that win team series, is the best player. Now, the Celtics probably have the best 2 through 5 here, so they still have the advantage. But if Embiid goes nuts, then this is going to be real tight.
All right, this is what I want to know. Can Embiid by himself beat the Celtics? Because I don't think he can.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he's capable of doing it. And so I fully expect the Celtics to win the series, but I don't expect it to be easy.
No, I don't think it will be either, because when the Sixers lose Simmons, it's going to hurt them a lot defensively, but offensively, he can't shoot. He doesn't like to shoot threes. So that means you get to put an extra three-point shooter around Embiid. So they're going to have four guys that are taking threes around Embiid all night, and the Celtics are going to have to decide, okay, are we going to double-team Embiid and live and die with the threes from these other guys, or are we going to let Embiid get 30 or 40 and hope that that's not enough to win games? It's not an easy choice.
No, and I'm anxious to see Kemba and how hot he can get, too. You know, talking about knocking down shots as you do with Philly. You know, that's, you know, going into this thing, and you know, we have expectations of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and we know what Marcus is going to bring, and you know, the steadiness of Gordon Hayward, how he's played lately, and he looks good. But you know, Kemba could be the big factor in this series.
Question about that, though, and I think you look at the every other day grind of the postseason. The Celtics have taken it nice and slow with him, and like
balanced,
balanced like 25-30 minutes a night. Now that's gone. Now he's playing 35 plus minutes a night every other night until further notice. So it's a big question there whether he can sustain that, because he's going to get beaten up by these Sixers bigs down low, especially. And so whether he's going to hold up or not is a pretty big question going in.
What's the Time Lord get for minutes per game in this series?
I think he's going to get, I'll say, 13 a night. He's played well enough to get a shot here, guys.
He's earned it.
I'd say he's been the best center for the Celtics in Orlando so far. He's even outplayed tight. I mean, it's only been like 4 or 5 games that they've played together, but he's been that good. And whether playing against Embiid, obviously, is a whole different ball game, and he could easily get 3,000 2 minutes and we might not see him again.
Right.
But at the same time, he's shown a lot more discipline, not biting on the pump fakes, showing off some nice passing, and the pick and roll game with him and Smart off the bench, like that's pretty useful when you have shooters around those guys. So he's going to get a chance because his defensive upside is so much higher than Kanter.
I was going to say, because they need him?
Right.
Because Kanter is a mess defensively.
It is. It's a huge downside.
Massive. It's the problem the Celtics have. It's the issue of this team. And so I think they got to use him. They got to use him. And they've got to hope for like there to be some leap that is made with him. For now and for the future.
No. Just talking to people before the season or during from the front office, Beatle, over the course of the season, they have always been high on Time Lord. And they think that he is the future at center.
They think they've got something with him.
Right.
They do. They believe that. Now, whether or not that ends up being true remains to be seen. But if it does happen and it sort of comes together for him, that's a huge upside. It's a huge plus for the Celtics here and now. Forget next year. Right now, can you play? can you give us minutes every night? And can you be effective when you play? And they're not asking a ton from him. They're not. So that's a big thing. Because I here's the thing. I don't think Embiid can beat him single-handedly. I don't.
No, he's not Giannis.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Giannis, you could go into a series against the Bucks and say, yeah, Giannis can single-handedly.
Are we going to see bad blood between these teams in the series?
I certainly hope so. Yes.
That part of it makes it fun.
Boy, it's nice to have sports, huh?
I'm sorry, but it does.
Patriots in camp today, full pads. Celtics 6:30, Bruins at 8. This is what we do.
We're back, baby. Sports are back.
This feels good today.
There's also a fourth team in town, but
Red Sox, Yankees.
I don't even know that we should be talking
about
it. I don't think we should mention them anymore.
It's offensive to mention them.
I don't think they're worth the time.
I think we waste people's time. People don't want to hear about them. People are angry with the state of the team. That peaked in a little bit here and there over the weekend. It's embarrassing. It's not even worth our time.
Generating that.
Who are we going to hold on the phones here and radio talking about that team?
I don't know what's left to say about them.
There isn't.
No.
This is your point where you check out.
No.
Yeah.
So, B-Rod, let me ask you. Kemba said something to the effect of he didn't know that his minutes restriction had been lifted in one of these interviews that he did. Like, has it not been like an ongoing conversation, you think, between him and the coach and knowing exactly where he was and what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's been a struggle for him throughout the entire quarantine, just knowing that this is an issue that just hasn't gone away. And so I think the good news for Kemba going into this series is that you don't have a ton of pressure on him. Like, this team, he only has to be the third or fourth scoring option, because Tatum and Brown and Hayward, they all look right, and they all should be able to dominate a Sixer team without Ben Simmons, because they don't have a lot of defenders to throw at those guys. Like, Al Horford's going to be chasing around Jason Tatum on the perimeter? No, that's a huge mismatch. So Kemba will at least be able to kind of ease his way in here, and maybe they'll be able to, you know, save him a little bit for the later rounds and only play him 30 minutes a night, but they're eventually going to need him at his best. And to your point, Hardy, like, he needs to, you know, find where his comfort level is, because he's not there yet entirely, it seems like.
Well, let's get back to more of your calls on Celtics and on the Bruins as well. We have both of them on tap tonight. Let's get a couple more of your calls in. We'll go to Mike, who's in the truck. Mike. All right, we'll do Steve in the car instead. Steve.
Steve.
Hey, I think you guys, not you, but everybody seems to be taking both situations and treating them as two separate issues. When Tuca said what he said, I think it was Friday, to the press, to the media, you got to believe, and I know, Zoe, you probably have some say on this. You were a professional in the locker room. You got to believe Z, Bergie, and probably Cassie and maybe a few other players had something to say.
You know what?
It was obvious.
Steve, that's a good point, because I think Cassidy even talked about it. Like, there's a lot of guys busting their ass. This is playoff hockey. It feels like playoff hockey. He, after those comments, you know, for the next 2 days, when you heard from Cassidy, we got guys flying around up there. The tempo's good. This feels like, you know, we're elevating. This is playoff hockey time. He stressed that. Again, you don't, whether you thought it or not, you don't say it. He's the single most important player on the team. Your goalie. If you're going anywhere, your goalie's got to carry you. He's got to stand on his head. Doesn't feel like, you know, trying to have some fun. Doesn't feel great, you know. Doesn't feel like, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs. Everybody else is busting their ass. You don't say it. I'm sorry. Whether you feel it or not. We like the honesty, but Jesus. You know, if I got kids at home and I'm living in a bubble, if I'm Bergeron and these guys, and you always say the right thing to have the guys back, right? And what are they quietly saying to each other? Can we not deal with this again? Here we go again. Yeah.
David's in New Hampshire. Hi, David.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, David.
First time caller. I have a question. Is it possible that the coach spoke to Rask between the comments and the game and maybe told him he was going to be sitting him? And you know, Rask took it the wrong way. Well, I could say, you know, he just didn't understand. Is that a possibility?
Of course. Why would it not be a possibility?
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you going to pout and be a baby and say I'm going to make someone leave?
That could be what's going on.
Jesus. I hope not. But I mean, why would Cassie sit and talk to him? He said, well, hey, Tuca and I had a discussion the other night, and and we were moving. Yeah, I think you would have got a different response from Cassidy if that was the case. Don't you agree with that?
Maybe. I think you would have gotten a different response from Zdeno Chara.
I got it from Don. You know, Sweeney. We got it from Donnie Sweeney. He told me, and then after the game, he said, "Hey, I've been texting with Tuca. It seems like everything's okay." You know, no, I don't think that's possible based on what Sweeney said prior to it and after it. So,
George and Peabody. Hi, George.
How are you today, guys?
Hey.
Good. How far do you think the Bruins will go without Tuca?
Maybe through the next round.
Hopefully.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, what about you?
Maybe three rounds.
Ooh, that'd be
nice. So making it to the Eastern Conference Finals is what you're saying?
Yes.
As we're saying the same thing, George.
Yeah.
We're saying the same thing. Nice. I think they could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. With Tuca, I'd feel a lot better about it. More confident in their chances. We've got a couple segments to go. We've got Celtics in the mix now, as well as Tuukka Rask. And Bruins issues going into tonight include that they will be without David Pastrnak once again. All that on the table, and Patriots camp started today. More of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It sounds like Kesha, but it's not. I feel the heartbeat by the beat of the drum. Oh, baby, don't you let fear of someone. Boy, they just steal stuff. Speaking of stealing stuff, I heard the Hootie song over the weekend on the radio.
Did you?
But it wasn't like, it was crappy out. I'm like, it's not beer and sunshine. It's like beer and rain. Beer and cold.
We've become very confused in these times. Based on the calendar and where things are falling, do you realize
we've got another month of summer left here with the kids?
Do you realize the
before they go back to
Seattle expansion draft is not until after the next season will be played?
No, I thought it was at the end of this.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
It's
Jesus,
because we're backed up here. We're not.
The hell are they waiting for in Seattle?
They're not playing in the next season. They're playing in the season after that.
I thought hockey's always been there.
I was going to say, hockey's always been there. How can why would they need another year before they can start playing if it's always been there?
See, the truth is, hockey's always been here.
Yeah,
That
stuff has to stop.
Well, we can stop talking about Tuukka and protection and expansion draft nonsense. Doesn't apply.
Stupid by us.
UFA, baby.
So there's that.
His next team could make him available.
Well, like Paul said, we don't know hockey. That Paul guy from last week, not the hockey show. You know. Is that Paul?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So, sorry to ask Paul.
Mark in Medford. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Beano, what's up, Zoe?
Hey, what's your take?
You know, the whole funny thing about this whole Tuukka Rask nonsense going on right now is that, just hypothetically speaking, if the Bruins happen to go on to win the Stanley Cup this year, that'll be the second cup in 9 years with Tuukka Rask on the team that didn't contribute to it whatsoever and will still go down as the best goalie in Bruins history.
What?
Okay. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you have to worry about that being the case. Yeah.
Cut off.
Let me do it.
Okay.
I don't know. Mike in the truck. Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, we all know that Cassidy is pretty openly critical of the team and players when they're not playing well. And I'm kind of wondering if Rask already had it in the back of his head that he didn't really want to be there, and maybe Cassidy said something to him after the loss that kind of pushed him to the decision, and it would also kind of explain why he didn't even say anything to Cassidy when he ended up deciding to leave.
Yeah, or it could just be in general that they don't like each other. That could be the case, too.
And Cassidy again.
Cassidy never shies away from criticizing Tuukka Rask.
And they stressed he'll get back at it next year. Like, it's final. Like, there's no, hey, go home, make sure it's okay, then, you know, if you want to come back, come back. Like, that's what I want to hear from Tuukka. You go home, make sure it's all right, and say, okay, I'm going back with my team. Is everything stable? We're good. Just scare there, okay? Whatever it was. You want to hear he wants to get back and get back into it, get quarantined, get your 4 negative tests, and then get it up and running. I think it's 10 to 14 days and 4 negative tests. So,
Angelo and Everett. Angelo.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
When it comes to Tuukka, he's soft. He did this in 2013 against the Blackhawks. He did this last year against the Blues. It's the playoffs. He can't handle it. It's just over. He can't handle being the main guy, period. That's why he used the COVID-19 and his family as an excuse, and bye-bye. He left. He quit. Take the ball and go home.
All right, so you must be happy with that development then.
Yeah, I like Halak. Halak, right. that guy's underrated.
Okay. All right, and then when we get to the end of this, based on your assessment of it, we'll be able to say whether or not Halak was good or bad.
It's such a tug and pull with Tuukka, because
at least Angelo's consistent.
What you like about the guy is he could quickly put bad things behind him, and it's just he's the same guy, the consistency of it. But it's also the most frustrating part that he can make these type of decisions and just roll in whenever he wants, and seems like doesn't bug him. He's not distraught over these decisions. Yeah, you know, thought about it for a while, and just want to be with my team, but it's more, you know, that, and then the other is the issues and incidents that have happened in the past 4 or 5 years.
Greg in New Hampshire on Tuukka Rask's departure. Greg.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm wondering if maybe the fact that they lost Game 2 entered into Tuukka's idea that maybe had they won Game 2, that maybe he wouldn't have gotten all the questions after the game and responded the way he did, and basically kind of set the stage for leaving.
But I don't think anybody was questioning Tuukka's performance in Game 2.
Nobody was.
Whatever questions he got after Game 2 weren't about him. Is anybody hanging that loss on Tuukka?
No.
T-Bone is. Blades is. Blades thinks he should have stopped the Dougie Hamilton shot.
And I still think that.
I'll go to my grave thinking that.
You should have stopped taking the shot and scoring the goal.
You should have gone out and poke-checked it away like Halak would have.
You just stopped at Blades with your foam finger on?
God, I moved him off the puck.
Should have aggressively approached him. What he should have done.
Ellie is in Dartmouth.
Hey, Ellie.
Hey, do you think that Tuukka tested positive for COVID, and to avoid bubble shutdown, they made him use this as an excuse?
No, I don't.
Protocol. Love the theory, though.
Why is that a good theory, though, T-Bone? Why do you think that's the case, Ellie? I'm sort of confused by that.
Because I feel like they, like, tried to hide it, and they don't want to, like, shut down the bubbles. So, and it was so sudden, so they... You know, they were like, hey, use this as an excuse, you know, say that you miss your family and you can't be here. It's stressful. So, you know, we'll keep this under wraps. And that, you know, maybe one morning he woke up and they tested him and, you know, they were like, use this. You know, we don't want to shut down the bubble and have everything delayed.
No, I don't believe that. Nope. I don't believe they would cover that up, because if that ever came known, that would be... The sound you hear, Canada kicking the NHL out of their country, the way they kicked the Blue Jays out before they even played a game. Oh, you had a player test positive, you covered it up, and then you put them on a plane? What, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that's right.
Get out of our country. Like that, that's what that would lead to. No, come on. I think that now we're getting way too far-fetched. Chris in Worcester. Chris.
Hey, this is simple. So
somehow, some way, he caught wind of what Felger said to him on Friday after that poor performance that he did the night before. And he just probably tucked his big lip in his side and decided to go home.
What did Felger say?
You think Felger sent him home?
I think I'm just speculating. Isn't that what we all do? But, yeah. I mean, Felger was great on Friday talking about how he wasn't playing up to par and looked kind of weak.
I didn't hear any of that, but I don't know that it made it up there to Toronto. We got a strong signal, but not
yeah,
that strong.
It's a little far. Maybe at night in the winter months.
Tuca was listening to Felger and Maz on his 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
He could do that. Maybe, especially if they got good Wi-Fi, or if that hotel gets a sports package.
You know what? Felger's right. I quit.
Oh, you don't like the way I played? Fine. I'm not playing. Matt's in the car. Matt.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I'm not buying this family emergency that was solved overnight. I think that after those comments he made Thursday, he had a conversation with either Cam Neely or Sweeney on Friday, and they told him to pack a lunch and go back to Newton.
Okay, and if they did that...
That's so dumb.
Then they're idiots.
Hold on. So Bruce Cassidy or Sweeney would say to themselves, wow, this guy says that playing in this bubble with no fans and without a crowd and without all the normal things going on doesn't feel normal. Well, get him the hell out of here.
Well, again,
even though he's our best goaltender and we're still favorites to go far and maybe even win the cup, send him home. There's no chance that happened.
Okay, Neely, Sweeney, Cassidy at the hotel, and you hear these comments after it, and there's Chamora, and he says, hey, our goalie said this. Do you think any of them had an issue with what the goalie said?
Maybe if they did, but they wouldn't have sent him home.
No. I'm saying quiet. No, I'm not saying they sent him home.
Okay, so but maybe. Maybe they didn't like the comments.
Do you think maybe they reached out to Tuca like, hey, what's going on here? Why are you saying this stuff? We've done, you know, we're all in this together. Why'd you say it? And then maybe them going to him sort of got him leaning to, you know what? Maybe I ain't right. Maybe I need to get out of here. Just saying. I would think that somebody within that organization, high up of the big three, maybe would have a little issue with what your goalie just told people. Publicly.
Cam Neely is who you're talking about.
Neely or Cassidy, or obviously it's not Sweeney because, hey, I didn't find out until, you know, Sweeney told me. So,
but
I could see someone reaching out to Tuca.
Bruce Cassidy would have heard the comments and he could have talked to him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. And then got him, maybe that reaching out to Tuca by somebody above him got him thinking, maybe I need to get out of here.
617-779-0985. Today's takeaway is coming up at 150. Got one more segment of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Love on the rocks. Ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time.
They should play this at Fenway.
You thought this was a good idea to play this, both of you?
That's a great song. You never had a breakup, did you?
This is dreadful.
It's classic, man.
I can only stomach this song because it makes me think of the scene in Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
Bruno Kirby. And the Al Pacino sitting there playing cards. Love on the Rocks. I got gin. Yeah, that ain't no surprise neither.
What's better, this or Cracklin' Rosie? Cracklin' Rosie gets you going.
Cracklin' Rosie would be better than this.
I agree.
Ralph in Cranston has a Red Sox thought. We'll allow it for a moment. What do you got, Ralph?
Hey, guys. Now, I know they're not very popular right now, and you got a hell of a lot of some theories being called in today by the callers. But, you know, 3 years ago, I went to a Red Sox game. I heard they were bringing up this young kid, Devers. And, you know, I went there. I didn't go to a lot of games at McCoy, but I went there, and I seen a guy make 4 errors. And, you know, me and the guy I was with looked at this guy. And I've said it to some other ball players, too. This guy's not a third baseman. I said, you know what? I can't see him. He has a tendency, you can see with his gut, to probably gain a little weight as he gets older. Why the last couple of off seasons, at least, why haven't they said this and given him a first baseman? Just, let's try him at first. Look at how pathetic, if anybody even saw the replays last night. Look, again, last year he was the worst statistical third baseman in the American League. He by far is the same thing this year, and it's affecting his hitting. It probably is. What's wrong with this guy? He's trying to spend too much time in defense. Why don't they say, well, maybe we should move him. He's 22. He's young enough. He really looks terrible at third. Maybe that's not his position.
I mean, I think the answer to that is pretty simple, and it is that Michael Chavis is the young first base prospect for this team, and they also still have Mitch Moreland, who they signed back. That's why. Okay, so you move Devers to first, and then what?
Who plays third?
What happens to Chavis? What happens to Moreland? And who's playing third? And on this team, who gives a damn?
Right.
Honestly. Like, right now, I don't care. Okay, so Devers is a butcher at third, and he's had issues again this year. He also has times where he makes a great play, and you're like, where the hell did that come from?
It's that flash that keeps
you
coming
back. I mean, he does. Yeah.
He's again, to what he said, 22.
All right, 22. So fine. So you got to move him to first. Do it next year.
Right.
And factor that into your moves in the offseason with Chavis.
I guess they
what
had
to do with the player.
For doing a Red Sox minute here.
Or make Devers your DH once JD maybe offside.
There you go. There you go. I guess they had a team meeting. Players only.
Oh, they did they?
Socially distanced outside, outdoors. That went well.
Ooh, JD Martinez could get traded. Good call there, T-Bone. That's certainly a possibility. Mm. He needs to start hitting the baseball more consistently for that to happen, for someone to really want him.
Right.
He had a lot to say this weekend about his hips. The hips and the videos and everything else. You had a lot of comments this weekend. But I don't know what else to say about the team. They're a train wreck.
Yeah. Baseball reporters. Oh, no. We'll have Celtics pregame.
Yeah, no baseball reporters tonight. Appropriately, there will be no reporters of baseball tonight.
Mass is like, yes.
None of that. Bill and Quincy on Rask. Bill.
From Quincy?
Yeah, Bill.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you, Bill?
Good. Hey, listen, I'm a goalie. I'm still playing hockey. Has been hockey at the Pilgrim in Hingham. And I know we're all kind of nutcases. I'm a fan of Rask, kind of tired of his stuff. He's a great goalie. So's Halak. But the all-time money goalie, Jerry Chivas, without a doubt. I don't know why his number's not been raised. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys get to say. Thanks.
All right, there's something crazy going on in the studio right now. What? Not you, Bill and Quincy.
We are getting sound pumped into the ceiling here in the studio.
Go cease!
Of what sounds like starting lineups.
At point guard from North Carolina.
And it's not from any of the TVs.
Okay.
I don't think.
It's not from my computer. And now it's gone.
Hold on. See if we can.
Oh, welcome to the jungle.
So we're getting a feed from.
We're getting a feed pumped in from somewhere on something.
That's awesome.
But it sounds like it's the start of a Celtics game, so it's not live.
Welcome to the jungle.
Do you think like all the metal in there could be acting as a natural receiver? And we're just, you're
what
hearing
speaker
like.
Is coming out of the speaker above the clock, so?
Now maybe you're hearing
it
through
it's
your.
Be.
You're this hearing it through your fillings. Old school.
I apologize to Bill and Quincy. I did not hear a thing on.
Well, he's a guy. He's a goalie.
Listen,
he still plays.
Okay.
And something about Cheevers.
And there is baseball reporters tonight, by the way.
How? Oh, because Celtics are going to be on
WROR.
Yeah, thank you for that programming note.
The APD came in and rushed in here.
Corporate Jim heard that. Look, it's all reacting to the music.
All right. Well, you're going to have to power through it for 15 more minutes.
No, we're gonna get to today's takeaways while we try and sort this out.
Okay.
All right. Let's. I don't know how. Can you hear it? It's loud in here.
I'm gonna.
It's loud in here. We'll try and figure that out. We'll be right back with today's takeaways and try and sort this out in the meantime. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Figured out the problem here. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you're in luck. Waken 180 locations, all six of them have opened and are accepting new clients at Waken180WeightLoss.com. Quick correction, there will be a baseball reporters tonight.
Yes, there will.
Yeah, at 6.
Sorry, 6 p.m. Maz tweeting out, contrary to what you're hearing on Zolak and Bertrand, a.k.a. the Midday Show, there will be a baseball reporters tonight at 6. The Celtics will be on WROR. That's 105.7. And my favorite response was,
why?
Why? We figured out that Celtics problem.
Yeah, so what was the amazing technological difficulty that you two were trying to work through as you were getting sounds of a Celtics game being piped into your studio?
We get an in-house feed of the simulcast.
Not blaming anyone.
Gets sent back to us from the...
TV volume was up.
From the it's Needham, right? The new home base? I was going to say Burlington.
Needham, yes.
Needham, from Needham.
There's only one person in the building
over
there.
And they were feeding a Celtics sound over us back to that TV, and someone had left the volume up on the TV.
Maybe they should let more people in their building over there.
So as you're looking at the ceiling and checking under the desk and ripping up the carpeting in there, it was the TV volume the remote that you had to turn down.
Speaking of international relations earlier with Tuukka Rask, we did get a package from Canada for the unboxing.
Oh.
It's a VHS that, according to the customs form, is worth $30.
Wow.
Well, I'll judge that.
Yeah. I mean, this came in from...
what is it?
Jean-Luc Tremblay.
French.
Quebec. It's from Quebec. It's to us. It's to Beetle and Zoe. It's not to Corporate Jim. And it is Don Cherry's Rock'em Sock'em 4. 45 minutes of the best hockey action, all the super hits, goals, and saves of the season in playoffs.
You need to see.
Rock'em Sock'em 4.
You get a VHS, one of them big ones at home?
It's from, produced in 1992. I don't think I have one of those anymore.
I don't think I have a VHS player anymore either.
We'll put it on the shelf, though.
I got a box of VHS.
Thank you, Jean-Luc.
Thank you. All Disney movies.
There we go.
Roly-poly-oly.
All right. A couple items today. We had a fast talker on the line today with some thoughts. Mike's in South Carolina. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, you know, I really like the Bruins chances here with Halak. I mean, I don't know if you guys know. Obviously, we can talk about Carolina. Obviously, I'm sure you guys saw the injury. Svechnikov is most likely going to be out for the series, and Carolina was they have a very shallow lineup as it is. So I don't think we're going to have any problems getting past these guys. And if you look at last game for Halak, I mean, he was seeing the puck extremely well here, guys. I gotta tell you, I don't know who. I mean, I think I might have heard someone say that we're likely to end up, if we win this series, play either as in Montreal or the Flyers. I think And I mean, if that's, I mean, I think I like our chance to get both those teams too. So I definitely think, you know, Halak keeps seeing the puck well, and we just, you know, we can keep maybe get Pasternak back on the ice. I think, you know, making the Eastern Conference Finals is the floor here. What do you guys think?
How many words do you think, you know, it's like you write 500 words. It's like, okay, that's a short essay. How many words do you think he spoke in that 45 seconds? 1,000?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. He reminded me of Jimmy DeAntonio. Then I thought, okay, Jimmy's in the Coast Guard. Could you imagine being stuck on one of those trips on that boat where he's just, I used to work at a sports radio show and a bartender, and they made fun of me because I know how to make a screwdriver. And, Jimmy,
I mean, you know how to make a screwdriver, but you don't always know, because sometimes it's well vodka, sometimes it's a call vodka. But I would have to work at the radio station as an intern for 4 hours a day and get all this crap from Zolak and Bertrand and Hardy, and then I'd go over to the garden that night, and I would work several more hours that night. Anyway, that's not my point.
Jeter's not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Jeter's not a Hall of Famer.
Jeter's average.
That's another one of his takes. Before we get to our next item, I want to give you the odds on the 76ers-Celtics series from Bet Online.
Oh, good.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
The Celtics opened as -450 favorites.
Wow.
It's moved to -420 because they're the money that's come in on it.
It's so big.
76ers are a +340. They not only expect the Celtics to win this series in a big way.
Wax them.
If you bet the exact outcome, so you say, you know, Celtics win it in 5, 6, 7, they believe the most likely outcome based on odds is the Celtics win it in 5.
Right. Yeah.
Celtics in 5 is what Vegas is saying.
What numbers can I get for Sixers in 4? Not that I'm going to bet it, but just for funsies.
60-1.
Oh, it's almost worth a hundo.
Sixers sweeping is 60-1 odds.
Lay it down.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Make a wager.
And by the way, it's not.
Don't you feel like Philly should get a little bit more credit than that?
6. I'd say Celtics in 6.
Celtics in 6. Okay.
But 5 believe, would not surprise me.
Okay. Celtics in 6 is 7-2 odds. Not great. Not a huge payout there. But yes, they're expecting the Celtics to win it and win it easily. This is Zoe describing an incident over the weekend in which a bull, was it a bull or was it one of the buffaloes? Because there were both in that clip.
I don't know. I think it was buffalo.
Right?
Buffalo.
Thought they were all buffalo.
Oh, I didn't think they were all buffalo.
They're
I thought
bison,
there was,
buffalo, whatever
thought there
the
was like a mix are. There. Okay.
I don't know.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
The Tonka.
So the buffalo on the side of the road picks up a woman who is sitting on the ground and trying to get close to the buffalo to take pictures, we assume.
She's just trying to get a photo.
She sat down across her legs, you know, sitting like a little school children, like doing the, and they're
crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
This actually happened at the end of last week. No, it was a bison, is what it was.
Isn't that same thing?
Good eating.
Right? This is in Custer State Park in South Dakota. These are bikers that had stopped to see the buffalo or bison roam. And then she got picked up and tossed, and you gave us a description of it. Of course, Zoe has the video.
These bikers went to Yellowstone. The bikers are going up to Yellowstone. They get off their bikes because there's bison. Right. They're all over the road.
Buffalo bison.
This lady goes over, and she like sits in the grass right next to it. They're taking a picture. It's like Sigourney Weaver in that ape movie.
And then describe what happened next.
And it was a female with her calf. I think they call it a calf, a baby buffalo. And she was protecting it, so she got hooked. The buffalo charged her and got hooked to one of the horns. And then this lady just got spun around. She went unconscious, got knocked out, and it just ripped her pants off. And the Rangers had to go get her pants. Because the buffalo had the pants on the horn, and they brought her pants back. I was dying laughing watching it on Facebook.
That really got Zoe going.
Then I go like the lady's keys and wallet in her pants.
The Rangers showed the truck up on a hill looking for the pants.
Just laid her naked fast up. Like, how'd I get here? Why am I naked? Not the reason you think.
You know what? You just got horned by a buffalo.
Breathe into the napkin.
They are bison, Beetle.
They are.
Yeah.
Mass baseball reporters today. Woo!
Not Buffalo.
Oh, 6 p.m.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah. Celtics on ROR tonight. Yeah. Bruins right here on the Sports Hub. We'll be talking about two games tomorrow when we're back here.
It's great.
And maybe some more from training camp tomorrow as well.
Let's go, Sosie.
Let's go, Sosie. Come on, let's go, Sosie. McCone. Felger Mazur next. Have a great rest of your afternoon. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I said this the other day. It's my 30th year playing football, including high school, and this is the first time I've ever had an offensive head coach. So that provides something a little bit different for the quarterback.
That's amazing. That really is amazing.
Yeah, 30 years of high school, college, and then pro football, and I've had, you know, the first time it's been an offensive coach, so it's interesting.
Well, just think of that, Maz. 30 years in football, 30 years, high school, college, pro, 20 years in Foxborough, and for the first time, Tom Brady has a coach that thinks like he does and understands him. How about that?
Oh,
first time. For an offensive coach for Tom Brady. That's where we're going to start today. It's a reentry Monday. It's Felger Mazur presented by DraftKings. Your reentry Mondays are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. I'm coming to you as usual from the remote A-hole location. Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. We will get to the Tuukka Rask unloading at 3 o'clock. Okay, we're just going to put it off for a little bit. We'll get to the Bruins and Rask at 3 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.